What's up? This is Bloody Bill, aka Billy Pond, aka Notorious P.I.G. out here in Way Waste, Texas. I'm the director, writer of such classics as Dollboy, Circus of the Dead, Mr. Fister, and Two Guys in One Cup. And you're listening to 30 Screams or Less podcast. Come get you some.
Warning. 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be discussing is called Street Trash. It's directed by Ryan Kruger, written by Ryan Kruger, James C. Williamson, and Roy Frunkus, starring Sean Cameron Michael as Ronald, Donna Cormack Thompson as Alex, and Joe Vaz as Schiff. The plot of this movie is a group of homeless misfits must fight for survival when they discover a plot to exterminate every homeless person in the city. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil. And dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you got to look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Street Trash?
I liked this movie for the most part. Of course, I did have some gripes, and I'm sure you and I will talk about that.
Sure.
I especially loved all the vibrant colors when the homeless people were dissolving, and the practical effects were top-notch. For an indie film, they looked amazing.
Yeah, it did look really well. I had some questions about the Technicolor stuff coming out of these people when they were basically melting from that gas. Why are these colors happening? I mean, we're getting vibrant blues and purples and greens. I'm like, I don't think that any of that color is in any human being.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it had to do with the shit they were injecting these people with, because either they'd hit them with a needle or they'd make them drink something or eat something that would infect them with this shit. Did you know this was a remake?
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah. Nope. The original movie came out in the 80s.
See, that makes sense. Because that's one of the aspects I liked about this film was that it had that really campy 80s feel to it, like with the scratches and like the cigarette burn marks and everything like that. I noticed that as I'm watching it. I thought that was really cool. And I don't know if maybe that was done with the camera or if it was done in post, but I did really like that aspect. I thought that was really cool. So it had what's the movie's Death Proof, Planet Terror?
Grindhouse,
thank you. Like, the whole Grindhouse feel. Like, they could have taken a trailer for this, thrown it in the Grindhouse movies like that, and it would have worked perfectly. So, I did like that aspect of this movie.
Yeah, and I also really enjoyed that there was a lot of comedy in this movie. I found myself laughing out loud quite a bit while watching it.
Yeah, there was a lot of insanity in this. There were some things in there that just had me cracking up. The small little blue guy, I thought was pretty funny. Yeah, he was ridiculous. You know what he reminded me of? You ever see that show Happy?
Oh, yeah. Was it a fly?
No, it was like a flying unicorn.
Dragon. Unicorn.
Yeah, it was like flying unicorn. It was voiced by
Patton Oswalt.
Thank you, Patton Oswalt. Yeah, I was trying to get that name out. But yeah, Patton Oswalt and the guy from Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Yeah.
Oh, Law and Order. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He's in a different one now. I don't know if it's Criminal Intent or whatever. But that blue guy reminded me of Happy. So I was like, oh, that's cool. That's a fun little thing.
I love that he was constantly just talking about being horny, too.
Yeah, there, you know, there was a lot of dick action in this movie, too.
A lot of blue dick?
Yeah, a lot of blue dick. And, like, the first thing we basically see from this guy, he's just pissing. And it's, like, close up. And it's just, like, right there. I'm like, okay, it's on the ground. Good for him.
He's pissing next to that tall guy.
Yeah, exactly. The tall guy that's, just, like, the only person that can
only
him.
See him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was... He was like the crazy one of the whole bunch. That was like the wild card, if you want to think of it. But he was the only one that could see it. And what we didn't talk about, though, is the beginning. This whole beginning of the movie is completely insane.
Yeah, I made a note about that. Like the first, what, 10 or 15 minutes is just pure fucking people dying.
Yeah, it's insane. It's people dying, but obviously we have the first person that was strapped in the chair. And they inject him, and he starts fucking, like, basically...
turning inside out.
Yeah, basically turning inside out. He's ripping the skin off his face, and the rest is history with that guy. But then it went from, like, 60 to 100. And because, like, the next scene, there's that security guard running after Ronald, right? And... Yeah.
I love this scene because Ronald does an entire brick of cocaine that he snorts while he's running.
Yeah. Just like $150,000 brick of cocaine. He just inhales the thing real fast, throws it, and then he's like off running. But there's that I'm going to call him a police officer. That like police officer that's running after him. Now, I don't know. I don't remember how his dick came out. Do you know?
Didn't someone hit him with something? I don't remember either, actually.
I feel like it was a drug.
Yeah, he was running around with his dick hanging out for a little while.
Yeah, I feel like it was a drug that he got hit with, or like some sort of gas, and then he started acting all weird, and his dick was just hanging out, just flopping around down by his knees. Good for him.
He lost it.
He did lose it. It got stuck in a door, which I think we'd all love to have that problem. Like, fuck, my dick is so long it got stuck in a door and then gets cut off. That's what happened to that guy. And I don't know. We don't know if it got sewed back on. No, wait. No, it did get sewed back on, I think, at some point. We just don't see it. They allude to it that it's back in place. But What a problem to have.
It wasn't it like a chain link fence or something?
Yeah, it was just like a...
got slammed in a door?
Yeah, just a chain link door that it got slammed in there. And I don't think it's possible to like slice a dick off by slamming it in a door like that. Maybe. I know there's usually like that little gap in between those chain link doors, but who knows? Maybe he has one of those fragile dicks that's like...
There's only one way to find out, Steve.
I'm not doing it. That's not happening.
If you're that curious.
I'm not that curious at all. I mean, I could do it to commit to the bit, but I kind of like having it.
Yeah, that's your motto, commit to the bit.
Yeah, it is my thing. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to prop it in the door and see what happens. Jesus Christ. Yes, that's the beginning of this movie. And it's so fucking ridiculous and campy. And there was a lot of weird stuff in this. Like, there were people in there who were, like, already deformed and shit. And I don't know if it's from the testing on this thing. Because obviously it must have taken a while for them to get to that point where they want to start killing off the homeless people. And these people might have been previous subjects that were testing. Because there was this one lady that had like this fucking ginormous mass on her eye. And I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah, I don't exactly know what was going on with that.
Yeah, me neither. She was there for like a second. And I think she had like really two scenes and then was gone. We never saw her again. So yeah, there were other cool scenes. I remember there was as he's chasing him with his dick hanging out, there was like that scene where it was a car graveyard. I haven't seen something like that since 13 Ghosts.
That movie was awesome.
Yeah. Someone brought up this fucking idea, and I'm like, shit, that is a money idea of making separate episodes based on each ghost in that movie.
I thought that I read they were doing something along those lines with it.
Wouldn't that be sick?
Yeah.
That'd be so awesome.
You just said it, so it's going to happen.
Oh, you're right. That's all it takes is for us to talk about it, and it's going to happen. I love the idea. The movie is pretty fucking sick. I mean, the Jackal is nightmare fuel. Like, the princess, fucking creepy as anything. She's got cuts all over. The whole cast of ghosts, whatever, are just fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
that was an older one, too. I had that one on DVD. I remember it was one of those old school cardboard cases.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
That you flip open.
Yeah. I have one for the Lost Boys.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Well, because I go to yard sales or garage sales or actually flea markets, better word to say, because I don't know where they get their shit, but Clearly, they're probably getting it from video stores that were closed down, and they've got all these fucking DVDs in like the plastic cases like that, or like paper cases, whatever. But hey, I get them for real cheap, like a buck a piece. So I'm not exactly upset about paying a dollar for The Lost Boys. So there's this part in there, and I feel like this movie made a lot of callback to classic movies, and one of them in particular, RoboCop. So there's this one guy in this movie, and he's getting food handed out by the government, and all of a sudden he starts vomiting purple shit, starts ripping his skin off, and in the middle of the road, as his entrails are spilled out all over the place, he yells, "Help me," and then gets hit by a truck. Do you remember in RoboCop where one of the four guys that's like Clarence Bodiger and like his gang there, he drives a car or drives his truck into this fucking tanker that had a bunch of toxic waste in it?
Okay,
and,
yeah.
And he comes out and he's like all deformed and shit, and he's like, "Help me." And he just gets hit by the car and explodes. That's basically, okay, yeah, that's what happened with this. So I'm thinking that has to be a callback to RoboCop. And I could see that because of this movie being really campy and looking like an older film. So I think there's a lot of influence in this movie by those kind of movies. RoboCop, They Live. There was another I wrote down. But yeah, I think this movie is fucking littered with it, man.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
80s, because again, this is a remake, so got to make a lot of callbacks to those OG movies.
Oh, absolutely. And going back to this movie being funny, there was this whole scene they were talking about Peter Pan being a pedophile, and Hook was discarded after Peter Pan used him up and he got too old. Like, yeah. Like, I mean, we'll soon find out soon enough in the Peter Pan horror movie, but I thought that whole scene was so fucking absurd. Where they're just talking about that, I'm like, you know, he's got a point.
Peter wasn't wrong.
He wasn't wrong. I mean, Hook's been hanging out there a little too long. He doesn't want to be there. He wants
Never,
to be
Neverland.
A boy. What's that?
Never Neverland.
Yeah, Never Neverland. And maybe Hook is in fact pissed off at Peter Pan. I mean, what other reason does Hook have to like have against Peter Pan other than like he's forever young and Hook's getting old? That's about it. So he feels discarded. Maybe he's no longer a young boy because all those other young boys he's hanging out with, he's diddling. I don't know. Prove me wrong, Disney. Just let me know. He's not a pedophile, Steve.
So I'm just like flicking through IMDb here while we're talking. And you know that old tall guy in this movie who saw the blue thing?
Yeah.
So apparently he has another movie with actually Ryan Kruger directed as well, and it's called Fried Berry.
Fried, okay.
An alien takes control of a drug-addicted man's body, leading to debauchery and chaos as the visitor explores humanity through Cape Town's underworld of drug, sex, and violence. But it's the same actor.
That has to be on Tubi somewhere. What a fucking crazy-ass movie.
Dude, and the character names, I wonder if there's like a continuity thing here.
A universe?
Yeah. Because the character names are the same.
Oh, and then they all get together. This is like the Avengers of the whole fucking universe, this movie.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking it might be related because Ronald's the guy who played Ronald, the tall guy.
They're all in there?
Mm-hmm.
No shit. I had no idea. Good find.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Never watch it.
No. So I did find myself having a little bit of trouble trying to take some notes, though, because there were some lulls in this movie.
I didn't take a ton.
Yeah.
You still took a ton, but I did not.
Well, I always feel like I write a lot anyways and just kind of note things here and there where I really don't even need to talk about them. Like Chef dying but from inhaling that small amount of smoke from the drone. It is important.
I was so sad.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
I liked him. He was awesome. He was a great character.
Yeah, Chef was fun. He was a good character. I mean, actually, it is kind of important we talk about that anyways because this is when we start finding out that the drones have this smoke in them. And if it's sprayed at one of the homeless people, they start melting and ripping off their skin and all that stuff. And in Chef's case, his head exploded. So that's what this shit does to these homeless people. And they had this mission, like, or this goal to actually kidnap this drone. And Chef was like, "I'm just going to watch out the whole time. Thumbs up." And he's the one, of course, that dies from it, which,
yep,
upsetting scene. Chef was awesome.
Yep. Best character.
Yeah. Best character. But they wanted to steal this drone because there's this lady called the Rat King, right? No, Rat Queen, right?
No, it was Rat King. And they talk about her for pretty much the whole beginning of the movie. And then we finally see the Rat King and then she's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. She's basically instantly dead. And she's got like this fucking gimp on a chain and necklace. And he's eating off of her feet.
Oh, my God. I made a note about that. And I said, toe sucking. Steve probably just threw up.
I did. I was like, oh, my God. I actually turned away because I could not watch that.
What was he eating off her feet? Was it like peanut butter or something?
I don't know. It was some sort of mush, but she just put her foot in it and her feet were black. Let's talk about that for a second. Yeah.
So did you notice that later on in the movie, we saw a woman who she had, you know, big hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it was the same actress that played Rat King, but she was fine.
You know, that does happen sometimes in movies.
They just reuse the actress?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, there wasn't a lot of screen time for Rat King. So, if anything, they probably just said, okay, now we're going to have you do this part, but we're actually going to make sure your feet are clean. Because it's fucking
wash
gross.
Your feet first.
Yeah, wash your feet first. We'll get you in this next scene because Steve's throwing up here. So, there's one thing that we're going to get a kick out of here that I wrote down. The mayor. Did he remind you of William Regal?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Clive.
Yep.
Dude, yeah. I definitely, because he's got that same heavy British accent.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely some similarities there.
Oh, my God. I felt like he looked so much like him. And there's a couple other things we can talk about for wrestling with this. So, obviously, we have William Regal. But then on Monday Night Raw last week, I mean, you're hearing this episode like the next week, but...
So, Monday Night Raw from January 13th.
Yes. January 13th, Monday Night Raw had Carlito and he was wearing a shirt that said Street Trash on it. I'm like, there's no fucking way. That's a coincidence. That must be like just a sign for us to review this movie, even though we already had it planned. It was just like made it clear like, okay, we have to fucking talk about this. And I thought that was crazy. I mean, that has to be tied because there was like a dumpster and fucking everything, man. It has to be the same thing. Maybe he was just being real fucking horror niche. Who knows?
I feel like it was a clothing company. Like it said something on the sleeve, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, we can look it up and see. Street Trash t-shirt, I guess. Oh, I see this one. Judgment Day. Wait, that's a Judgment Day t-shirt? Someone's getting sued.
What? Street Trash was a rumored name for the WWE group, the Judgment Day, after the events of SummerSlam. What
the fuck? Yeah, it's on there. Okay. I'm wrong.
Ryan Coogler, you got to go out there and get paid, dude.
Yeah, get yourself paid, man, because they're using your shit.
Oh, no. Plot hole. We got to tweet. We got to tag him when we post this.
Oh, baby. We're going to start a bidding war. There's going to be all sorts of fucking trouble. Oh, man, that's funny. That's too fucking funny. Oh, yeah. See, I'm looking now and I see all these Street Trash t-shirts. And they're like retro from fucking eBay. They're probably like $700. Let's see. Oh, $18. Okay. It's probably very niche. You can't like charge hundreds of dollars for it yet. But I had no idea this was a remake. No fucking clue because it doesn't look like it would be with that whole motif of it kind of looking like it was shot in the 80s anyways.
Yeah. You can get a Street Trash shirt on WWE.com.
That's what I was looking at. That's so,
oh boy.
So fucking wild. Okay. Well, Ryan, here's your warning, I guess. Get your lawyers ready. You got to fucking take care of shit, man.
You got to go after WWE, man.
Yeah, you got to get going. So at this point, starting to get a little towards the end, because this is a pretty short movie. It's only like an hour and 25 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This ending, man, is so insanely bonkers. It is out of fucking control.
Well, dude, Ronald turns into fucking Rambo.
Yeah, he does. And he takes this weird drug that's like fucking lit up in this like drug dealer's jacket.
Yeah, and the drug dealer's name is Society.
Society, that's right. And he takes this drug from Society and he's like, I don't feel nothing. And all of a sudden it's like, vroom. Like he's entering another dimension. And now he's like jumping higher, running faster, killing everyone. He turns into fucking Rambo, like you said. So this whole ending is fucking bonkers. Dude, it's nuts. There's people melting, green and purple shit everywhere. Someone's getting chainsawed, machine guns, grenades. Like, there's people fighting. There's all sorts of craziness.
You know what I was thinking here?
Yeah.
What was the budget for the paint they used in this movie?
I don't know, man, because that shit's not cheap.
When Clive got exploded, there was so much paint.
Everywhere.
Obviously, it was supposed to be his blood. They probably used paint when they filmed this, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But it was just like fucking tidal waves of it.
Oh man, it was everywhere. It just looked like a Jackson Pollock painting. It's fucking everywhere. Like Clive, obviously the mayor, right? So yep. Clive, yeah, they just took that canister of that gas and just shoved it in his throat and just fucking
yeah.
Just let it go.
It was basically a grenade or something, or a smoke grenade of some sort that they just shove in his mouth.
Yeah, it was basically a smoke grenade.
And I love that that scene was all drawn out as well, because Ronald shoves the grenade in his mouth and backs up, and they just watch him slowly, like, you can see his head filling up with this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's so drawn out.
Oh, it's
and
very
gross.
Drawn out. Yeah.
And you see the fucking liquids dripping out of his pores and all the wounds on his face, because he's been fucked up at this point.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really well done, I thought. It was batshit insane, like you said. The last like 10 or 15 minutes of this movie were crazy.
Yeah, it's insane because the homeless people are coming out and they're raising hell. And this gas apparently does all sorts of shit, man. Like people's arms are falling off, entrails are everywhere, just legs everywhere. It's like, it's crazy. It's fucking insane.
Did Clive ever say why he wanted all these homeless people dead? I don't remember him giving a reason.
I don't think he gave a full reason, but I think he just wanted to rid the homeless from the city.
And okay.
That's the only thing I can really think of, because he's one of the elite. You know, a lot of these elite, I'm sure, don't want to have homeless people hanging around them. So they're just like, whatever, let's get rid of them. And that's how they're getting rid of them in this movie, is to spray this gas on them. And they melt and explode and limbs fall off and all sorts of shit. So
are we at the end now?
Yeah, we're basically at the end.
No, I just want to talk about this part.
Sure.
I thought the ending was so perfect.
Oh.
When Ronald comes out of his high.
Yeah.
He literally just he says, I'm never taking drugs again. And then the movie, it turns black. Movie's over.
Yeah. End scene, fade to black.
I love that. It was funny.
That was funny. What part I did think was hilarious was after the mayor exploded, part of the mayor's face was left over. And he's like, I'm the fucking mayor and you have to suck my dick. And like,
as he's melting into the ground.
Yeah. Oh, gross. And the tall guy, the one with the blue friend there.
Yeah, I don't know what his name was.
I mean, just look it up on IMDb, but he stomps on whatever's left of that guy's face, the mayor's face, and that's how the mayor dies. But
oh, wait, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Gary Green is his name. So his name in the movie was Two-Bit.
Two-Bit, okay. So yeah, Two-Bit stomps on whatever is left of the mayor's face. Apparently a cheek and half a lip can talk and say, suck my dick. And and then that's when we go on to the next scene, like, I'm never doing drugs again. And then basically end scene, fade to black. That's it. The whole movie's insane. The outro music fucking slapped, by the way. Like,
yeah,
it was fucking so campy, so 80s. Love it. It was awesome. But I think we can start getting into it, man. Corey, what do you give Street Trash?
So this gets a 3 out of 5 from me. I thought it was a ton of fun. And it was literally batshit insane for the entire movie,
mm-hmm.
which I enjoyed. I know you said there were slow parts, but I don't really think there were. I think maybe the slowest part was when Alex was telling Ronald about all the shit she went through in her lifetime, which I thought the acting in this part was next level.
Yeah.
So this is different from what we've watched recently, where it's just dread building for an hour before anything really happens. Because mm-hmm. this is crazy, the whole movie. Again, the comedic value in the film added to it, and the cast was perfect, and they all had great chemistry. And I think the practical effects and all of the deaths were really done too. And I enjoyed the soundtrack a lot, which you mentioned.
Yeah, soundtrack was
soundtrack was great.
Yeah, soundtrack is great. Had that old 80s feel to it. And I think that's the whole idea that they were going for with this movie, was like to have that 80s feel to it. So same deal for me. I'm going to go with a 3 out of 5 on this as well. It was definitely campy as all hell, and the practical effects were good, but I was so damn confused with the colors coming out of the people's bodies. But at the same time, that made it comical. And that's where the like comedy is in this movie. So this movie was kind of a hybrid horror comedy action type movie. Kind of had everything that you would want in a movie. So a lot of fun. I felt like this movie may have been inspired by RoboCop, They Live, Hobo with a Shotgun maybe, and perhaps some of the trauma films, because it had that feel to it. But overall, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the cinematography because it went with the old style feel, you know, like you really see in the 80s, whether they used a camera or maybe they didn't post. I can only speculate. My guess is they probably just did the whole thing with a camera, because doing that shit in post, bit of a pain in the dick, let me tell you. But I may recommend it if people were looking for something real campy and violent, which I don't think I've ever been asked that question, but, you know, I'll know this movie and better safe than sorry. So a lot of fun on this one. 3 out of 5, though. It's good, but not like a masterpiece or anything like that. I enjoyed watching it. I had fun watching it, but
yeah, it's not, it was not better than Return of the Jedi.
No, this wasn't better than Return of the Jedi. So I say a solid 3 out of 5, I think, is a good review for this kind of movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Solid 3 out of 5 for both of us.
Yeah, I think that's great. So if you want to check this movie out, it's on Screambox now. And we love Screambox. We talk about it all the time. Every time there's a fucking movie that we can review that's on Screambox, we always recommend it. The shit is like 3-something a month if you pay for the year. And that's what I do. I just pay for the year and then it's done. You know, you don't have to worry about it. Set it and forget it. You just pay like the 3-something a month. That's like the price of a cup of coffee, man. That's nothing.
It's yeah, serious. I can't wait to think of a better way to end this than an ad for Screambox.
Fuck yeah. So if you want to watch it, check it out on Screambox. And Screambox, we want to get paid. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.